better believe I'm holding on, holding on. Queen Jack, I hope you love me. Make sure you check me out on SoundCloud. Holding on, you better believe I'm welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. As you can see, this is about a couple of minutes early. I just want to prepare everybody for the show tonight. We have a special, special guest, and I've talked to her on some of my other shows. And her testimony is so powerful, I had to get her on Sisters United. So I want you to keep it right here. We'll be right back. Like to say, after these messages, we will be right back, but I want you to stay right here. Amen. If the Lord says the same, again, we're going to have Brittany Branch on the show. I posted on the Facebook page. If you look down below, you will see her testimony, but it's nothing like her telling it herself. So she'll be with us in just a few minutes. So make sure you come right back. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right, y'all. This is Sisters United. And let me tell y'all something. I'm so tired right now. I don't know if y'all can see it in my eyes. But I am so tired right now. I'm serious. I am so serious. I made the show public. So please comment. Please say hello. Say, girl, what's up, something, while we're on the show tonight. We're looking for your comments. We're looking for, you know, share your testimony. You know, tell us what's going on with you. Want to give a shout out to all our faithful listeners. We want you to know that you can also catch our show on Blog Talk Radio. That, let me make sure I put this at the bottom of the screen, where you can get more information on the show, or just, you know, you can replay it on on iHeartRadio. You can replay it on, I mean, a lot of different platforms. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, all kinds of, look, just Google it. It'll pop up. But we just put some fresh new shows on Blog Talk Radio, so you can go and listen to it while you're at work. I had a young lady today. She was like, your personality is something else. What is it that you do? Right? So I was like, well, I'm a podcaster. I love to talk. She said, well, we know that. She said, but you are so hilarious. It got to be something else that you do. So that's what I told our podcast. You know, I love to put different personalities on. And so she's in school for communication. So she was saying that she wanted her a podcast. So guess what? She's going to get her podcast, you know, and she gets the opportunity to, you know, share her personality. It's going to be called, Work Related. That's what it's going to be called, Work Related. And don't look, we're going to be on this show, and this is going to be hilarious. It's going to be hilarious. We also want you to check out Busting Loose in Faith. Busting Loose in Faith airs Tuesday and Fridays on the My Gospel Soul Network, okay? Also on Blog Talk Radio. You can go there. You can check that out. Also, 5926 Central airs on Blog Talk Radio. So you can go there and check that out. I'm hoping that in the near future, my sister will get on the video blog and do this whole podcasting, do it this way with me, hopefully, because she is beautiful and she laughs at me all the time. So hopefully she'll get on and she'll be a part of this awesome video, or they call it vlogging. She'll be vlogging with us as well. We got some upcoming things with my ministry, with the podcast. We got all kinds of stuff that's going to be happening, and I want you there. Please, if you are watching the show, please just send me a message in the comments below to just encourage me and let me know that you're listening. Say, hey, what's up? What you doing? What's going on? I like your hat. Your hat is cool. Okay. Y'all, because y'all know I love hats. Okay. I was just trying to figure out before we got on here, which hat was I going to wear? I promise you I was. My favorite hat is my yellow hat. Oh, my God. That hat, I try to put it with everything, but, you know, it can't go with everything, Janice. Okay, so anyway, I also want you to, you know, just scroll down the page, check out something, like something. Want you to go over to mygospelsoulmagazine.com, mygospelsoulmagazine.com. Go there, check it out. We got some exciting things. We just did a blog on, I was on Black Girl Magic, Black Girls Rock. And found a beautiful picture on Instagram, and I share it to my blog and just give just a little bit of a comment on the picture, because the picture is so powerful that I really didn't have to put like nothing cold blooded on it, because the picture speaks for itself. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, or Cancer Awareness Month, and we don't really understand how cancer, I think, especially if it hasn't hit in our family, but I don't think we really understand the magnitude of, or the impact of that, the major, major impact that it has on our community. What's going on, Rita?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I was just trying to get into talking about Breast Cancer Awareness, Pink Ribbon, all of that good stuff. How's your day going?
It's going good. Can't complain. Pretty decent. How was your day?
My day, girl.
I understand. Trust me.
Look, my day, I was at work That's it. That's it. I can't
That's
even.
look.
Thank God I made it.
I understand. Some days that's what it is. And we just gotta be grateful for that.
I know that's
So, hey,
right. Okay,
be
what's this
like
shirt you wearing? What's going on?
Oh,
Is that
that's my photography shirt.
Okay. Well, then that means you need to talk about it. Come on, tell me about it. Yes. I need clergy pictures taken.
Okay.
Need you to
I'm
catch
ready.
my best side. I think it's this one.
Yes. I'm ready when you are. Precious Moments Photography.
I want look.
Look, I know you, that orange dress, girl.
What?
I was like, yes, ma'am. And you was dancing. I was like, yes, girl, get it. I'm sorry. As I was saying, it was my birthday weekend. So my whole weekend was just full. I was trying to make it to a service, but I was like, I don't know if you seen the bags under my eyes. You know, I was just, I was trying to turn up now.
Yeah.
But yeah, my whole weekend was full. And I was like, yeah, but girl, you was working that dress. I was like, yes, ma'am.
I told him, I say, like, Pastor Jay don't be wearing no dresses all up on her like this. So y'all better just, this an anniversary thing, baby. I'm going right back to a tent, honey, in just a minute. I am a tent lady, honey. I look good, moo moo. I put that dress on. Look, my husband had to give me a whole pep talk just to get me out the house. He was like, listen. There is nothing wrong with your dress. I was like, it's too tight here. It shows this. He was like, if you don't put that dress on, quit playing.
Girl, it was cute. I was like, yes. Yes, girl.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get that dress. I said, why is everybody trying to get girl? Look.
You had all of that going, all of this going. I was like, girl, yes.
It's my anniversary. Girls trying
it was
to look
right for the season, orange.
Orange.
So for fall season. So it was cute.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't know the next time I'll wear it, but thank you so much.
Yes.
Now, your birthday, don't be glossing over it. I saw pictures too of you out. You like you say, turning up. Talk about the birthday.
Nah, I didn't. I didn't do a lot. You know, I went out with my friends. Hi, Tiffany. I went out with my friends. I did something very small because I was in my feelings, but I decided to for more reasons than one. So I had to
say,
like,
don't
not
pass that up. Why was you in your feelings? What happened?
Well, you know, because I have been dealing with like grief and stuff. So it really gets hard that time of the year. Me and my aunt's birthday, like 2 days apart, and we've been celebrating for like the past 6 years together. So a lot, you know, so it kind of, you know, then that one, it triggers a whole lot of other stuff. And so I was just like, in my feelings, wasn't the best. And I wasn't really into the birthday. And then I was like, you know what? No, I can't stay here. I'm allowed to have my moment. But I need to get up and figure something out, get my little life together. And so I just did something last minute with some friends that I'd be, you know, we've been friends for a while. So we just kind of went out to eat and celebrated a little bit. And then the next day I celebrated with my family. Cause that was just a friend thing. I was like, no mama, no niece. Just me and my friends. And so the next day I did some with them. So yeah, it was pretty good. I can't complain.
I find myself, it's hard for me to celebrate me, you know, but I said in this upcoming year, from my anniversary on, I'm going to start celebrating. Like I don't like birthday parties and inviting a bunch of people out to celebrate, because let me tell you what happened. I did that one time. I said, I'm going to have me a birthday party. And I sent out invitations to a lot of people. Nobody showed up. Only my kids, right? And I was cool with my kids, but they didn't understand why I was so jacked up in the head, because I was like, I'm showing up for people. You show me, you know? So all it did was help me to go through my little imaginary friend list, because sometimes when you're celebrating something, God will help you see who's a friend and who's not.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Tiffany, you coming this year, honey? No. Tiffany, you in there. Don't even worry about it.
She in Houston?
Yeah, she in Houston. Look, 2022, the Lord says the same. Tiff is in there. Pitches in
there. We need to do a Sisters United outing.
Yes, we do.
Now meet in person.
Yeah. We need to go out there. We need to find out where we want to go eat and then go. Period. Mm-hmm. Period. Yeah. Point blank. Okay, y'all. I want to say something. I only have lipstick on, have any makeup on, and my face to me looks gorgeous.
Yes, girl, it does. Absolutely.
It looks gorgeous and chocolate and a little hint of caramel in places.
Yes.
I used to be paranoid. When I was coming up, I had serious self-esteem issues when it came to my face, because I had so many scars and acne and all kinds of stuff. And then I discovered makeup, right? Mastered that whole makeup situation. Now I'm old, and I just don't even want to do it. I don't want to do it that often like that, you know? I don't want to put on 15 layers. I don't want to put a whole layer here, and then come around here and connect it there. And just, girl, I'm too tired.
I don't need to do all that.
I'm not.
Believe it or not, I didn't start wearing makeup until I was like 25,
26. Me too. Maybe a little.
So, yeah.
Me too. Not doing
People don't believe me, but... And they be like, you don't need it. I'm just like, well, just
somebody. I mean, look, if I'm taking a picture or something like that, I'm going to do the whole glam situation. But every day I'm not doing it. I might do some lashes or something, but I just can't even do it. And then Houston gets so hot, by the time the first 4 hours of the day pass by, your whole face is jacked. You sitting there looking like, why do I look crazy right now? Because
yeah, especially if you're a person that easily sweat.
Oh my God. Or oily skin.
Yeah, oily skin. Yeah, because of the humidity in Houston. Yeah. It's a beast. Our cool weather is passing us by. Woo. I love the fall.
I do too.
I love fall and winter.
Oh, I love it. And my friend was like, man, I can't stand the cold weather. I say, where are you from? Then he was like, I'm from New York. I say, That's why.
That makes a difference.
Yeah, you scarred, you know. Yeah. That's why you don't like cold weather, but I love it. I got to put a coat on, honey. Mm-hmm. Then I get this scarf going on. Come
yes,
on.
Ma'am. Them boots.
It's about to be on. You understand me?
I love my boots.
Oh my God. Oh my God. The only thing I don't like about the boots they making now is when the boots that come up to the knee, I like those boots, but I can't wear them because of the calf situation. So I have to find some boots that can get around the calf situation. Period.
Yeah, that was my issue, but I have been finding some, and they've been working out, and they've been lasting for a little while.
Just send me the, tell me where you got them, because I need them.
Okay. Gotcha. I love boot season, and the cool weather.
Because, see, I pulled my sweatshirt out, right? Because I was going to wear my I Am Enough sweatshirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it got hot.
You know what? I was at the store today, purchasing vinyl and stuff, and I was going to get a sweatshirt, and I was like, oh, this blue going to be popping. By the time I got to the register, I was like, nah, I'm going to put that back. Because I'm like, I'm not probably going to wear that no time soon.
No time soon. I was, girl, and I was so jacked up because I was like, because I love skirts, right? And I had my I Am Enough sweatshirt. I was like, I'm going to be chilling at the at my anniversary concert. All of that, girl. Went to the front door and it was hot.
I'm like, Houston, why you do us like that, Houston?
Because it's bipolar. Houston, bipolar. Houston.
Okay.
And then they get on the news and tell her, oh, it's a cold front coming through. And people were walking up to my girl, you better get a sweater. This was random people. Just, hey, you better get a jacket. It's going to be cold, girl. It's a cold front.
We know better in Houston.
Well, I was like, leave me alone. Oh, I'm look. One lady, she stopped me. She said, you ready? I say, ready for what, girl? It's a cold front coming through. I say, girl, please.
And you know, our beautiful golden people, we was running to that gumbo and we like, like, ooh, the shelves would be just bad. I'd be like, really? Really? You better buy yourself in advance because as soon as we hear, we see a little anything that goes under 80, we like, gumbo, wait, look, where is that? Who's selling it?
Who's selling it?
Oh my god. And be honest, I bought some.
Right.
I didn't cook it.
I'm just waiting. I'm just watching the Facebook pages as soon as people start posting. I already know. See, over the years I've learned who could cook gumbo and who can't. It's been some stuff I've seen in people gumbo. And listen, I don't know about other people. But some of this stuff y'all putting in this gumbo should be illegal. And you need to be shut down. You need to be shut
gumbo all the jail. Way down. Gumbo jail. Mm-mm. I have a friend. I only purchase it from, and she's really good. So, yeah. Well, she just started selling it, but and before I was just eating it. But this time, I actually put my two bowls in. And,
and another thing. Another thing. I already know who kitchen dirty too. I don't eat gumbo from your kitchen. So in case you wondering why, I'm just gonna reveal it. Hey, I got a confession. Come on, you know your kitchen not clean. I get upset when I see people chicken in the sink. I get upset.
Oh, you know.
When I see you done threw that chicken down off in the sink. I don't understand what's happening there. Well, you could get a bowl. You could just easily get a bowl. I don't understand why your chicken is in the sink. I don't want your stove dirty.
You could gumbo. Who? All right, Tiffany.
Yeah, Tiffany,
she can cook gumbo. Sis, we're going to have to taste it, sis. Okay, Chip, let us know. We ready.
Chip, we are critics, honey. Listen, we will eat a bowl of your gumbo on the air, but Tiff, I'm trying to tell you, Tiff, you are saying you can make gumbo, Tiff. Listen, that's like this lady told me she can make banana pudding, baby, and could, listen. No. No, don't see banana pudding and think you can make it. Banana pudding don't work that way. I'm talking about from scratch banana pudding. I'm not talking about Jell-O banana pudding. Banana pudding from scratch, you can't. No, stop playing.
And that's the weird thing about the banana pudding. You ever seen the banana pudding?
Hey, sister, without the banana. Huh? Tell me
the thing they do now with the banana pudding with no bananas. I'd be like, how we do that?
First of all, Rita, tell the truth. This look, I was served some of that banana pudding that don't have bananas in it. And I am one of them. I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people that's going to say, where is the banana?
Yeah.
Where is the banana? And another thing is when you bring the banana pudding and the banana's brown, I got an issue with that. I got an issue. Banana pudding got to be fresh.
Come on. Can't be sitting in the refrigerator. Things you should not do at Thanksgiving.
Out of there. And y'all know it's coming up on Thanksgiving, and y'all know we about to talk about that potato salad.
It's like Jell-O pudding. No. It just has the flavoring, but no bananas.
No bananas. And they be proud of it. And then I get mad when you bring a banana pudding and it got nuts in it. It got coconut in it. It got all kinds of stuff, but ain't no bananas. I'm like, look. I can humor you on trying to put a twist on, you know, some old, some new, some barred, some blue, all that. But if you gonna do the banana pudding, put some bananas in it, you know what I'm saying, me? And then call it like a banana pudding casserole
with
or something.
With a twist. Banana pudding with a twist.
With a twist. And make sure you say, with a twist. Stop playing.
Yeah, so we won't be caught off guard.
Oh my God. And then this, I'm gonna tell y'all something my mama taught me. She said, don't eat people food in front of. She said, don't eat it in front.
Right. That's why I said we won't be caught off guard and got all this other stuff in there. You better say stuff.
Listen, and I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I follow my mama's instructions. Do not, oh Lord, please don't put a twist on it. Please don't. Listen.
And they want to know, girl, how it tastes.
How it tastes. I'm eating in front of them, right? I'm eating in front of them. See, that's why I listen to my mama. She give me words of wisdom. She said, do not eat that food in front of people. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what messed me up. Rita, I don't know if you saw this. And I always talk about it on the show. Is when somebody barbecued and the whole leg quarter was dark black, right? And I asked, I say, I ain't never seen barbecue, and this was a church. I ain't never seen barbecue look like that. And the skin of it was like a dark black. And the man told me, he say, we cooked that with liquid smoke. I say, liquid what? He said, liquid smoke. I said, what is that? He say, it's a form of barbecue. And I say, no, it ain't. If wasn't no barbecue pit involved, that's not barbecue. Don't liquid smoke me. Don't do that. Don't liquid smoke. Listen, get yourself together. Get yourself together.
It wasn't put in a barbecue pit?
No, it was liquid smoke. It's some type of stuff they poke on the chicken.
Yeah, I know what that is, but normally it's like a type of season. It's not a seasoning, but it's a liquid. And you normally kind of drench a little just to give it that smoky flavor before putting it on the pit.
No, that whole leg quarter, girl, was heavy. It was heavy. That whole leg
I have to see that in person.
And it had went through the skin and the meat had started turning purple. It was too much.
Oh,
somebody went heavy on the liquid
somebody
smoke. I told myself, y'all ever. I ain't eating at this church no more. They say, Pastor, you gonna sit down and eat? I said, no, pack that up for me. Pack it up.
I'm talking to the saints.
Pack it up for me. I'm gonna put it in the car. I'm gonna take it and put it in the car with me. I'm not. I'm not eating it. I'm not doing it. I'm not.
Wow. That's interesting.
Wait, he must have boiled his feet. Wait, Jesus. Hold on. Glory be to God. Somebody said something, Jesus.
Hold up. The liquid smoke baked chicken.
Oh, look at it. Look at it. He must have boiled the meat, the chicken first. You better quit. You better quit. I hope you didn't. I hope you didn't boil it. See, that's what I be. That's all I'm saying. If you can't cook, stop practicing on people. Stop practicing on people. Stop practicing
Wait,
on people.
Somebody else said there was the liquid smoke baked chicken. That's
stop
probably what it was.
On people, man. Stop on no it. People. Cut it out.
Dude,
what are you? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Man, stop. They need to stop practicing on us, man. Look, this lady told me, she say, I'm going to make a ham for you, right? For Thanksgiving, right?
No.
She said, I'm going to make a ham for you. I say, oh, I like ham. See, us greedy. I'm greedy. I like ham. See, when I was coming up, my mama say, stop being greedy. She told me this. She said, Janice, stop being greedy. That lady brought me that ham, right? And it looked good, like it glazed. You know, it had a little glaze on it, whatever. Got home, baby, cut into that ham, and I hope she ain't watching. I really hope she is, though. I cut in that ham, honey, and it was garlic cloves all in the ham. It was so many garlic cloves she had shoved down. The first thing I said to myself, my mama told me it'd be days like this. Why?
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave it right there. Mm-hmm.
I can't. I don't know what be going on with the. If you haven't been cooking, don't start cooking for the holidays. Don't do that. Cook all year. Cook all year. Practice all year.
Right, all year. Pinterest, they got it everywhere now to get recipes. Pinterest, TikTok, Facebook, you name it. They got all these websites with all these, give you the ingredients, the tutorial video, all of that. They tell you what to buy, to put what temperature to put it on. I tell people it right now in our day and time, it's no reason to not know how to cook unless you don't want to, because they make it so easy these days.
But this is the thing. Men are marrying women that can't cook. They don't care. Order it all and just sit it on a pretty dish. Sit it out there. Just go to the
listen
before he get home. Go look, I don't even like patty pies as much as most people do, because my mama make good sweet potato pies, but patty even got pies to help
and
you.
They pretty decent.
So some of y'all be bringing them sweet potato pies and they be heavy too. They be too heavy. Too heavy. It's no reason for me to be mistaken a sweet potato pie for a pumpkin pie. It's a difference.
Woo!
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm just Tim say she cook every
yes,
day.
Girl, yes, give yes. It up for the cookers. Yes,
Tim cook every day. And
yes,
see,
ma'am.
See, Tim say she cook every day. So I'll try a bowl of her gumbo. But those of you that's 35 and you just decided that you want to try to make gumbo, you practice for next year. Don't serve that. Don't you serve that.
And that's a seasonal thing too. So, you know,
you gotta practice
out of season.
Don't serve that. I'm just trying to tell y'all. I'm trying to be nice. I'm being a friend. This is Sisters United, and I'm talking to the lady. We done told you about the banana pudding. We gonna tell y'all about that heavy potato salad y'all be cooking too. And some of y'all be putting too much stuff Now, I ain't an onion in the potato salad person. I just don't think onion's supposed to be in a potato salad. But I was raised like that. Some folks love to drown your potato salad with onions. Listen to me. Listen. It don't take that many onions. If you're going to do the onion thing, don't listen. I don't want none. Go ahead then. I'm not doing, look, and all these raisins in the potato salad and all this extra stuff y'all be doing in that potato salad, don't you bring that to the family function. I'm talking to any relative on here that's planning on bringing a plate to, don't you do it. Don't you do it. All I'm saying.
Don't.
Me and Rita, see, this did was not planned. Obviously, God wanted us to have this talk with y'all tonight because the holiday season is coming.
It's
and
approaching.
I know somebody in their mind right now saying, I'm about to cook. Listen, if your dish was the one that was not touched at the family event last year, people don't like your cooking. See, I'm that friend that'll tell you the truth. If you the one that went home with a full casserole dish, people don't like your cooking. I'm telling you right now. Somebody not telling you. If they told you, girl, go ahead, take that back home with you, feed the kids, they don't like your cooking. I'm the friend that's going to tell you what's really going on. Okay? Everybody makes oxtails.
Let me slide this one in there. Don't bring it to the staff potlucks either. I would look. I'm like, who made? Look, I'm like, who made? I would put names on who made these objects. These lunches. They wanted to know because I helped set up. I was like, girl, don't bring them to the staff potlucks. If y'all doing the staff potluck, look, because I've seen people leave out the staff potlucks with a whole crock pot full of food and a whole pan because everybody found out who made it. And they was like, they got a cat. They got a dog.
But Rita, you're telling the truth, Rita. Because let me tell y'all something. This is how you know that you can't cook for the, you shouldn't cook for the office pilot. Or they not, when they start making a list of people to cook and they put you on paper plates, forks, and drinks, you already know you can't cook. You can't cook. Listen. You can't cook. And then you might say, well, I didn't bring food. I baked the cake. You can't bake. And ain't nothing wrong with that. That's why Fiesta has so, come on, Fiesta, Kroger. Oh, we don't have y'all for the holidays. Let's get into this.
Words of wisdom. Okay.
Sock it to me, cake.
They pretty good too.
Pretty good. They even got all kinds of cakes. Some kind of Louisiana crunch cake. Oh, that's good. Double fudge chocolate cake. Take it out the container if you just got to feel like you did something and put it on a pretty plate and put it in a cake plate and take it.
Don't just stop it in the cake plate. Woo.
Cut it out. You got a man you trying to impress. You got a man you trying to impress. Listen to me. Look at your watch. Figure out what time he coming. Hit that store after work. Hit Kroger real hard. Kroger got potato salad. Kroger got chicken already cooked for you. Kroger got cakes. Kroger is taking care of you. Kroger will save you. Kroger will get you married.
Will save your life. Well, then he gonna find out after the fact.
He is, but it'll get you married.
He got you already.
Keep you married.
Look, it's you've been hooked up already. You done caught the bait. Too late. They say all the stuff you see the dragon leg after the marriage.
After the marriage. For real,
You
I'm
like,
serious.
wait, where this came from?
Yeah. Yeah.
He
And
like,
I'm gonna
can
tell
I taste your
y'all right now.
tissue too?
I'm gonna tell y'all right now. If his mama can cook and you can't, don't mess with him and his mama relationship. Leave that alone. Leave that alone. I'm telling you right now. Because when you start telling him something about, let me cook for you, your mama, listen, if you know, if his mama cooks gravy and greens and smothered stuff and she cooked oxtails and she can cook and you know you can't cook, girl, go with him
Don't.
to his mama house. Be like, baby, hold on, let me get my purse. Don't
Don't leave the
stop.
package in the trash. Yeah, don't give your evidence. Don't leave your evidence.
Get cool with his mama. Invite his mama over while he at work.
I'll pay
And
for
say,
somebody to do meal preps. We like, babe, I got your whole dinner for the whole week, man.
the whole week,
Whole
boo.
week. You
Look,
never know.
he gonna be in love. He gonna be like, she think about me all the time.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Meal prep. Like I tell you, they make it easy these days. Look, they got all kind of folks meal prepping till I'm thinking about your health. You know, you got to make it look all wrap it up in
Thinking
love.
about you,
Look,
boo.
I
Look,
got your
and then
lunch ready for
if he get
work.
mad, look, if he get mad because you can't cook, and you've been shopping at the grocery, you know, you've been buying the food already made, tell him this. Say, listen, I love you enough not to cook for you. I love you enough not to cook for you. And then when he say, what you mean? I can't cook. Tell him. Say, I can't cook. It's okay. You always be honest in the relationship.
Well, look, I think that should be something told at the date. Like, why are you dating? I think that's just like if you come dating me and you ain't tell me you was married. I can't trust you.
I
You
can't
know,
trust
somebody, you
you.
come on, somebody ask you out on a date and they never tell the stuff that they don't tell you. And I'm like, I'm just this person. Like, come on, just be honest. Give me a choice. Give me an option to whether or not I want to deal with this. Don't just come to me with some surprises. I'm thinking
Oh,
you can cook and you be like,
who you on the phone with? Oh, this is my wife. Hold on, hold on. What?
look, don't come in here with these okie dokes and you be like, wait a minute. You can't cook and
Oh,
this
I got
person love home cooked meals.
Wait a minute. Rita, I forgot one last thing, y'all. Because y'all not gonna play with me this year for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving coming up. We got one more thing, Rita. And I promise. Now I can't promise you I won't bring up something else. But I want to talk about dressing.
That was our moment of silence.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me very, very carefully. If you have can't listen, I can't even get it out. Don't mess with the dressing. Somebody made some dressing one time and it was soupy. Listen. Listen to me. Listen to me, people. Listen.
Soupy.
Oh my God. Thank you. Look, everybody got these. Oh, help us tonight. Listen, they made the dressing. And the dressing, when you move the pan, it moves a little bit. Listen to me. That ain't dressing, boo. That's, listen.
Don't
You.
know what's about that one.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
That's dressing with a twist.
That's and dress it with a twist. With a twist. Warn somebody before you bring your dressing. Get on a video call. Say, Mama, is this dressing right? But I'm trying to help you before you call your mama.
Mama got to know how to cook.
If that dressing move, I hope y'all hear me tonight. If that dressing move, that ain't dressing, boo. Don't you take that. Don't you take it to the job.
Mm-mm.
Rita told y'all about, oh, Rita, this way. This way. Rita told y'all, don't take that to the potluck. Do not volunteer to do the dressing until your dressing stands still. The Bible say when you've done all the stand there for it. I need that dressing to be still. Be still and know that this is dressing. I need it to be still.
That's the word.
That's the word. Baby, that'll preach. Listen, let me tell you something. If that dressing wobble,
don't you do it.
And listen, some of y'all, I told y'all I didn't know if I was through, but some of y'all be baking them cakes and that cake be looking like rubber in the middle. Yeah, y'all know. That cake don't be done. Y'all didn't, you didn't add enough something, or you added too much of something, and the cake is just heavy.
That ain't it.
If your husband didn't eat that, or your man wouldn't cut it, okay, for instance, bake a cake, sit it in the house, right? I'm gonna tell you about a man. A man love to eat cake. I'm telling you. Sit that cake in the house. Chocolate cake. Do a chocolate cake. If that cake is in there for a whole week, you can't bake. If that cake sit there a whole week and your children didn't even ask for no more of it, you can't bake. And that's it don't count if you eat the whole cake.
Tell them if they looking for a sign. That's a sign.
That's a sign. That's a sign, honey.
You gotta stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane, baby. Look, and get this. Don't feel bad. Everybody wasn't made to cook. And some of y'all need to stop lying to your family and telling them that they can cook. Stop doing that. They're messing up the family gatherings. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Tiffany bragging on here tonight, y'all. Tiffany ain't playing with y'all. Tiffany not playing with y'all. Look.
Look here. We need some gumbo. We need some cake. We need all of that.
And if your dressing don't move, I'll try that. If it don't move. Now listen. Also with this dressing, be careful what y'all putting in this dressing. I would talk about chicken and dumplings, but some of y'all already know y'all ain't got no business making that. Leave the chicken and dumplings alone.
Period.
Woo-hoo.
That's not even my lane, and I don't even try to dip in. Woo-hoo.
Some of y'all be making them chicken and dumplings. That's an old school thing. That's an old school thing. And if your mama and tell you, come on, didn't tell you the ABCs of chicken and dumplings, don't try it now. Don't try it. Leave it alone. Stop it. Cut it out. Leave it alone. Tim, there go Tim again. Tim say,
girl.
Tim say, baby, Tiff, ain't nobody playing with you, girl.
Yes,
ain't nobody
ma'am.
Playing with you, Tiff. Yes, I know that's right, Tim.
We need you to do us a whole dinner. You over here bragging and stuff. Look.
Tim ain't playing with y'all. We were supposed to have a guest tonight, but I don't know if she couldn't find a way in or whatever, but it looks like God wanted us to help y'all get ready for Thanksgiving. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, stop. If you know that you are good at buying paper plates, hey, do it to the best of your ability. Mm-hmm. I mean, show out. Come in with a paper plate spinning on your head, with packs of plates under your arms, and wear a jacket that say, and I buy paper plates. Do what you do, but make sure you do it 100%. But the
and the drinks and
Tiff ain't playing, child.
Bring napkins, drinks, plastic utensils, paper plates, water, cups. Plastic cups. There's a lot.
It's a lot. Hey, get signs for the tables. Get tablecloths. Do tablecloths. Come in there and just start passing out tablecloths to everybody. Just here.
Let's tell them. You walk in your gift. If you decorate, we need some decorator. You walk in your gift.
Wait. Stop. Stop, Rita.
Decorate. That's your gift.
Wait,
decorations on the table. So we gotta learn how to stay in our lanes.
Yeah. Be careful, because some people think if they could buy a tablecloth, they could decorate. You can't. Tablecloths don't mean.
Well, no, I'm talking about the real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm the real decorators.
Oh, and another thing, if the only cornbread you can make is Jiffy, stick with making the cornbread. Ain't nothing wrong with Jiffy. Jiff done saved a lot of lives.
Wait. Look, I beg the difference, because I've tasted people that messed it up Jiffy, and I don't know how. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, why do Jiffy taste like? I'm like, wait a minute. You can't mess up Jiffy.
Now they got a new one
with the honey in it. Oh my goodness.
Look.
I only seen it at HEB so far.
No, man.
It's if you can't
if
do
you
some
can't,
fresh
look,
Jiffy,
if you can't put a if you can't put one egg, if you can't get one egg right,
and some little milk
get one egg right.
Just don't put a half a gallon of milk in now. You got to make sure it's not too dry, too thick, and it can't be too soupy. It got to be just right.
They pour that soupy bread in there, and they come out with a pancake. And they serve that cake.
Jiffy tasted like water. You be like, wait a minute. How did this say? Oh my gosh.
How you mess up Jiffy cornbread?
I promise you, I've seen it. I'm like, what did you do? Yeah, I've seen it. No lie. I'm like, what, you put too much milk in it? You didn't put an egg? You forgot the egg. Girl, did you freeze? I think you froze. I think you froze-ed it. Woo! Can y'all hear me? Oh, yeah, just a FYI, these are tips while the holidays are approaching of what not to do. Uh-oh, it's just me, guys. I think something happened to her connection. So, yeah. Tiffany, can you hear me? So, yeah, these are tips for what's not to do on Thanksgiving, potlucks, Christmas, all the above. We got to learn to stay in our lane. Cook what we can. I'm not a baker, so I try. I don't need, not saying that I can't. I just choose not to. That's not my passion. Don't really care for it. So yeah, I do not attempt to bake anything. So yeah, I learned to stay in my lane. Don't know what happened to Queenie. Boop, 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 boop. So we are. Tiffany, are you there? Can you hear me? See me? I want to make sure I'm not just talking to air. But yes, these are our holiday tips for the upcoming season. Just remember that keep your kitchen clean, as we mentioned. Make sure you cook what you can. And bring paper plates if that's what you do. Drinks, water, Kool-Aid. Make sure you put some sugar in that Kool-Aid, but not like the diabetic type sugar, but people can't drink it. Just like regular sugar, sweet enough to drink. FYI on a Kool-Aid. Uh-oh. I don't even know if y'all commenting because I think she has to press the comments to come in. So if you're commenting on whether or not I asked if you can hear me, then I can't see it. So... Well, thank you guys for joining on tonight at Sisters United on our tips for what not to do for the holidays or staff potlucks. So be aware to not want to get fired from potlucks or go to gumbo jail or any of the above we spoke about. I don't know what she ended. I think she coming back yet. Oh, well, I don't know. Queen. Well, I'm going to talk about family portraits. Make sure you get your family portraits. I am a photographer, Precious Moments Photography and Designs. Make sure you get your family portraits in this year. I normally encourage families to get their family portraits at least once a year. Pictures become memories, create memories. They become sentimental value after life. I think it's very important. So if you haven't taken family pictures in over 10 years, over 20 years, because I've learned that some people, they took pictures while Sue was 5 and now Sue 25 and they hadn't done a family portrait. Make sure you get your family portraits in this year. I am offering a special if you want to join and get your family pictures done. And if not, I encourage you to go somewhere and get your family pictures done. Okay? Is very important. So you guys have all righty. She said I could sign off whenever I get ready. So you guys have a great night. Thank you for joining us on tonight. As I mentioned, for what not to do for the holidays and staff potlucks. And we see you next Wednesday at 8 p.m.